Thank you. Welcome to Giant Steps. My name is Mark, and I am your host for the next hour or so of jazz music here on Anon Radio. Tonight, I'm going to be featuring a bunch of live recordings, some that are not so new and some that are either just released or just about to be released. We just heard Bill Evans from an album called On a Friday Evening. It was How Deep is the Ocean, Bill Evans at the piano, Eddie Gomez on bass, Elliot Zygmunt on drums. Let's get right back into music now. The great Canadian pianist Oscar Peterson did a concert in Helsinki in 1987. It's going to be released, I believe, very soon now as an album called Cool Walk. And we're going to hear the title track with Oscar Peterson on piano, Joe Pass on guitar, Dave Young on bass, and Martin Drew on drums. The Oscar Peterson Quartet, Cool Walk.
Thank you. you very much on behalf of Bobby Timmons. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to do a tune created and composed by Bobby Timmons, which has come an international standard. And we sincerely hope you enjoy, ladies and gentlemen, Moaning. Thank you.
right. That was Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. That's from a new set that's coming out next month on Blue Note called First Flight to Tokyo, the Lost 1961 Recordings. Blue Note did release Monin, which we just heard as a promo. And in addition to Art Blakey on drums, that featured Lee Morgan on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor, Bobby Timmons on piano, and Jaime Merritt on bass. Again, that is First Flight to Tokyo, the Lost 1961 Recordings, coming out soon from Blue Note. This is Giant Steps. I am Mark. Thank you for tuning in. Hello to everybody who's joining us in Calm tonight. If you are not on Calm and you would like to be, you first need to be a member of SDF. If you're not a member of SDF, well, what are you waiting for? Go to sdf.org, sign up today. It's free to get started. Let's hear a little more from Lee Morgan now. Pretty classic album called Live at the Lighthouse came out, documenting a time in, I believe, 1970 when Lee and his band played at the Lighthouse Club in Hermosa Beach. So Blue Note recently put out what they're calling the complete Live at the Lighthouse, and this is, I am not kidding, 8 CDs or 12 LPs of every set containing every song from that engagement. So let's hear Speedball by Lee Morgan's quintet with Lee Morgan on tenor, Benny Maupin on piano. Sorry, Benny Maupin is on tenor, Lee Morgan's on trumpet, Harold Mayburn is at the piano, Jaime Merritt on bass, and Mickey Rooker on the drums. This is Speedball. Thank you.
That was guest artist Jack DeJohnette of the Miles Davis Quintet. I guess the young man blowing like this was the last time he ever was get a chance to pick up his horn was Benny Maupin. Everything he knew, because he wouldn't get no more chances. And he ain't, because I'm going to put some arsenic on this reed. Hal Mayburn, our pianist, and Jimmy Merritt is our bassist. Mickey Roker is our drummer. We have two more days, and Blue Note Records. See that guy up there in the booth? Well, all that was on tape. And it will be the same way tomorrow and the following day. So if you can make it, try to. Since it's too late for alcohol, right on. Bye, y'all. We'll be right back.
Danish radio big band, with Charlie Watts and Dave Green.
Yes, as you just heard, the Danish radio big band with Charlie Watts. Recently lost Charlie Watts, the backbone of the Rolling Stones and really my personal favorite rock drummer of all time. Was well known to have a great affection for jazz when he wasn't playing with the Stones, and that set was recorded back in 2010 at the Danish Radio Concert Hall in Copenhagen, and released a few years ago on Impulse. Before that, we heard Speedball by Lee Morgan and his quintet from the expansive new Live at the Lighthouse box set that came out a few months back. So I'm just about out of time this week. I want to take a moment to thank everybody who tuned in. I really appreciate it. You are why I do this. And special hello, as I said before, to everybody in Com. It's great to have listeners who are engaged and talking about the music and talking about other things. But that's really why I do it. So thank you so much. And thank you to SDF for hosting it on radio for all of us DJs and listeners. It's a great, great service, much like a lot of the things that SDF does. So I'm going to leave tonight with really what people might consider the Holy Grail. There is a recording coming out tomorrow of John Coltrane's A Love Supreme, performed live in Seattle. Was done back in 65. Yeah, was when Love Supreme came out. It features his classic quartet with McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, Elvin Jones on drums. But this is also one of the first appearances of Pharoah Sanders with Coltrane. Also, Carlos Ward and Donald Garrett appear on this as well. So this is part 4 of A Love Supreme Psalm. I will see you next week. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
Thank you.